back to another episode of Health Minds. My name is Jonathan Lutz, and I am your host. Today, we are here with another episode of Friday Focus. If you're new to the show, Friday Focus is our version of Mindset Talk. So, if you're new to the show, I also have educational episodes that you can go and check out as well. So, I would love for you to go find a title that looks like something you want to learn about and go listen to one of the educational episodes that drop every single Monday. And I hope that you get some value out of that. And if you do, consider coming back and reviewing more episodes and being able to be a part of the community. So I'm super excited that you are here, and I hope you get some value out of this episode as well. Our Friday Focus episodes are generally pretty short and pretty straightforward. We're going to talk about some things that have to do with mindset, right? And specifically, they're things that have been coming to my mind and things that I've been learning and things that I think will bring you value as well. So today's episode is going to be about being able to really step back, look at the big picture, and really start focusing on the long-term outcomes and stop focusing on immediate outcomes and the immediate gratification. And I think this is a really common conversation, and I've been reminded of this recently a lot. And this is something that I think is just an important reminder for people. And whether or not you are in a state where you need this reminder or not, I think it's just important to continuously hear this. And I think it can be encouraging for you. So today, I really just want to talk about having a long-term outlook. And for most people, that is a hard thing to grasp, a hard thing to do. You've probably heard the term delayed gratification, and you've probably not quite understood that. And maybe even you do understand it, but it's still a hard thing to grasp and to really just act out in your life. And what delayed gratification is essentially being able to lay down the immediate satisfaction that you are yearning for, that you would desire in the moment, and being able to look at the bigger picture and have an outlook that is focused on the long term, right? Because most of the things that we attain in life that are valuable don't come through immediate actions or immediate results. It comes through the long-term process of growing, building, struggling, resisting. It comes through action and continuous action over time. And I think a lot of us lose sight of what are the best things that have ever happened to us and how did we attain those? Was it for free or was it through hard work and time and effort? And the reality is, if you look back on your life, I would assume that you're probably going to look at it and say, man, most of the greatest things that ever happened to me or the most valuable things to me came through me enduring some struggle, me enduring some pain. And on the other end of that, I learned so much and I was able to attain something that nobody can take from me, right? So with that in mind, whatever you're going through in life, maybe your life is great right now, but remember that the things that you value the most do come through hard struggle, resistance, and times of, you know, maybe even some pain. And that those things, we have seasons. We have seasons where things are going to be great, and we have seasons where things are going to be hard. And I think it's important to always be able to step back and recognize that the good times aren't going to last forever, and the bad times aren't definitely going to last forever, right? And those bad times are always going to result in the good times. So with that thought in mind, I want you to really focus on looking forward into what is going to be, and don't necessarily look at what your position is in the immediate time right now and think that that's an indicator of what it's going to be like forever. You have to look at things a little bit more broadly and think about the future and think about the hard times that you've had and how they've always resulted in better times. So I hope that's encouraging to you. And also wanted to just give you the thought that whenever you start something, also understand that you need to start with the end in mind or start with the long term in mind, because if you're only focused on the short term, it's not going to be worth it, right? And I actually heard a business guy, he was talking about this. He said, I'm not building a business for my first name. He said, I'm building a business for my last name. He said, I'm building it for my kids and my grandkids. So he was just talking about how if he could tell anybody young one thing about business and about building a business and about growth, it's that stop focusing on yourself and start focusing on the long term more than the short term, because when you do that, you have a much grander impact, and then the life that you live is much more impactful, like I said. So hopefully that gave you a little bit of encouragement, whether you're going through a good time or a bad time, to keep looking forward, to keep pushing, to keep striving. And I always say, just keep going, keep showing up. That's the only option that you have. There is no other option but to keep showing up, because if you quit, that's the end. If you give up, there is no more moving forward, right? But if you keep pushing, if you keep showing up, even if it's bad, you are still moving forward. And that's just the reality of things. So whatever you're going forward in and whatever you're stepping into, continue to push. And I hope that you are encouraged by this, because I know that life is hard. I know that things can be hard. I know that health and fitness can be hard, and it's just a reality of life. But keep showing up for you. Keep showing up for the people around you, and those results are going to come. So as always, make sure to wake up grateful, count your blessings, spread some love, and I'll see you next time.